name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, the other thing is about the, we want to have Shannon and Joseph, and not just them, they want to be catechumens. You can all become catechumens very shortly. Because here's what I'm going to do now to explain it to you. I'm going to send you the table of contents of the Profession of Faith, which is really only going to be about 50 pages. Now, the table of contents has all the basic stuff in it. It's only 2 pages. And next week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a brief overview of the Profession of Faith next week. It's a brief overview. And I know the real difficult questions, at least that most people have, and that they're going to have problems with. So I'm going to go over that on the brief Profession of Faith overview. I'm going to go over that. And if you consent to all those points, you can be catechumens right away. Now, here's what happens. Once you become a catechumen, but you'd have to just tell me, I consent, and in writing, and then you'd be a catechumen. Now, if when we're getting into more detail, and I'm starting to read the Profession of Faith, there's something you don't agree with, and we try to convince you, then we'd have to say, well, now you're an inquirer again. We'd have to cast you out at a catechumenate and put you down as an inquirer, but you can still stay on the Discord, unless for a while, unless you're of bad will, then we'd have to take you off. So that's the way that works. So you can become catechumens very shortly. Okay, good. Thomas sent a 2-page summary to everyone. Thomas, I got an update on it, too. I have more stuff on it. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to wait for the third weekday. And I'm going to put it up on the site. And it has a few more points on there. So basically, after I'm done reading that, you can all become catechumens. It's no problem, because if there's something you don't agree with later on, we'll just say, well, no, you're no longer a catechumen. You're an inquirer. And if you don't listen after we try to convince you for a certain period of time, then we'd have to cast you out of the whole chat group. Or then there would be Discord. You know? Discord on Discord. On the site.
Worst name.
I thought that too, Thomas. I thought that. You know why they did it? So everybody can be on there with their different views. It's a shame that they consider our true Catholicism discord. Conservative Christians, nominal Christians, are like called discordant. These zealous Muslims that are a lot better than us on the natural law are called discordian. And it's these bastards that are full of discord. But anyway, that's how we're going to handle that. So like after I read that next week and you consent to those points, you can all become catechumens. And then if you don't consent to something, we'll bump you out as an inquirer, leave you on for a little bit while longer, as long as you're not causing any trouble. But if there's any causing any trouble, then we'd have to just cast you out off of the chat group. So that's how we're going to handle that. I'll post the updated table of contents on the third weekday, and then next seventh weekday, I'll go over a brief overview on that. Now, like I said, most things on there, I know most things which people have a problem with, but you can get surprised. We had one guy, I don't know if everyone knows, I won't even tell his name right now, but he believed in everything to come into this chat site. He agreed to everything. I know who he is from the past. I've been speaking with him. But guess what? There's two things that he thinks is okay. Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. He thinks that's okay. He said, I don't believe in it, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Are you kidding me? Now, there's a guy, an example of somebody. If I give you the Profession of Faith and I didn't go over that exact point, and the guy, he agreed with the basic dogmas, no Pope since 1130, everything that's on there, I respect it, but he believed that Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are okay. Wow. Okay? What is that guy? He's an idolater. And he's a blasphemer. And a clown. He looks like a clown, too, if you look at his picture. Ryan knows who he is, and so does Thomas. Thomas. He knows who he is, because they know him. And so I told him, unless you get rid of your acceptance of the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, you're out of here, pal. I'm sure you guys don't want to be talking to no one like that. I mean, Santa Claus is an idol. He's a false god. He took the place of God. He knows all things. He knows your secret sins. He rewards you. And this guy's saying it's okay to believe in Santa Claus. I'm telling you, that's why we cut the Profession of Faith. I've heard all things, you know. They got comments, Santa Claus is the Easter... It will be torture. Shannon says, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny will be torturing him in hell. That's for sure. I always say the animals don't really go to hell, but if they were there, the devils are going to look like animals and bite their asses, you know? Ryan, he sent me a long message. He believes a lot more wrong than just Santa. Ryan knows who he is. I'll give you another example. This is crazy, too. We had one guy in the Northeast, and he said he believed in everything on an abjuration I had, and on there it said we condemn the SSP 10 and you can't go to their masses. Well, he came up. We're talking. He goes, guess what? I just came back from an SSP 10 mass. And I went, what? I says, did you read the... you just signed the abjuration. You condemned the SSP 10. You condemned the rule. You condemned praying with. Then you just came back from there. So you get all kinds of things happening here. Now you understand why I got this profession of faith. You don't want every kook and idiot coming on this site. And some of them are kooks or idiots. It might be a deeper dogma that I feel needs to go up there now. And even then, we'd have to cast them off, but they might not be a clown or an idiot. Just, we have to pray more for them. But this guy with the Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, unbelievable. I didn't know any traditionalist that supports the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. Norvus Ordo people do that. You know, Norvus Ordo, Vatican II, bums. Another thing I tell people, when you go up to, like, non-Catholics, I don't club them over the head when they're modest, because a lot of people are like that. You don't be nasty. With people, we had one brother. He was a little too rough, you know. Look, you're dressed like a whore. Your breasts are showing. You slob. You know what I mean? We don't do that. That's very uncharitable. We don't want to provoke people, unbelievers. I'm very nice to every unbeliever I go up to, unless they provoke me, or they blaspheme. They raise it up, then I raise it up. So if I meet an unbeliever on the street, a woman, I say, yeah, I don't know if you realize this. You know, I love you. I tell you this because I love you. I want you to go to heaven. But you can't go to heaven the way you are. And, you know, the way you're dressed is really offensive. It's offensive to God, and it's scandalous to other people. I tell them very nicely. And that's how you try to convert people. Yeah. Yeah, Lord's name in vain is no good neither. You tell them not to say it, but you can't force them to stop saying it. You say, this is wrong, don't do it. And every time they say it, just say under your breath, blessed be his holy name. You say it to yourself. You know, if they're using GD and they're using the name in vain, just go to yourself, blessed be his holy name. You only have to tell them once or twice. You don't got to keep telling them. You can't force people to be that way, and it's not our job to go out and force everybody to be right. And, you know, family members, because you hear it, yes, you say something, if they keep saying it, and if they say it like 3-4 times in a row, you can say it, mention it again, but, you know. No, it's not wrong to say, oh my God, all the time. Oh my God very good at many times, you know, because you're invoking God and you're showing surprise and you're asking for God's help.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.